Thank you. image, and I want to show you that you can actually mix all of these methods. And it's not like one method is better than another. It's depending on what you what your photo's like, if it's just a small area, if you have a lot of detail, and so on. So here we have a photo of this camera, very shallow depth of field. It looks like we have some chromatic aberration if you zoom in here. You have some, yeah, you see that chromatic aberration. And usually, using the untracked masking, that usually has a tendency to really accentuate the chromatic aberrations. Alright. One thing I recommend when you have this is using unsharp masking, but we're going to go through another one, alright? So what this means is you're going to have a flat image. Flat image. Now, without getting into too much detail of what everything is, it's that the channels here Thank you.